You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. You may not have heard of the chemical PFAS, but you probably touched it at some point today. It's a man-made chemical found in tons of products in our homes, in nonstick pans, it's in food packaging, in waterproof clothes, but it's toxic. And in one preschool in Berkeley, it's in the carpets. Brett Simpson reports.
It's nap time at Step One Preschool in Berkeley. The curtains are drawn, the toys tucked away in their cubbies. 10 toddlers curl up on cots arranged on a big, fluffy green carpet.
Maybe what we'll do is come back when they're more asleep.
Sue Britson is Step One's director and co-founder. She says that every good preschool needs a good carpet for nap time, for story time, and to roll around and play on.
We want the cots to be on the carpet rather than on the bare floor. It's just kind of warmer and cozier when they're taking their shoes and socks off.
Last year, Britson found out that some of the warmest and coziest carpets were contaminated with toxic chemicals.
There are lots of publications that come out every year telling people, these are the 7 things that you should look for in a good, you know, preschool program. And I don't get a lot of questions about the carpets.
That is, until she volunteered the preschool for a study. In 2017, a Berkeley-based research institute tested 18 East Bay preschools for something called PFAS. PFAS is a class of chemicals used as a stain resistant in carpets. But research shows they're toxic. Long-term exposure increases risk of cancer and other diseases, and kids developing bodies are especially at risk. The East Bay study found that about half of Step One's preschool carpets were manufactured with PFAS.
And I thought about, do parents know about this?
Britson says that Step One parents can afford the best. The preschool has organic snacks and non-toxic cleaning products. But before the study, she says most parents had never heard of PFAS. Parents like Raja Antony. I visited his North Berkeley home just blocks from the preschool.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm Brett Simpson.
Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for your time.
First, I was kind of, I was surprised in a way that, there is something new about the carpets, which is basically almost everywhere.
Antony has a 3-year-old daughter at Step One. When he heard about the study, he didn't only have the preschool to worry about.
I have, as you can see, like Persian carpets everywhere in our house. I'm not going to throw them away unless otherwise I have a good reason for it.
Antony and his wife are careful to buy non-toxic products. But he hasn't heard much on the news about PFAS in carpets. And he says he has to choose his battles.
There are so much doubts and information that as a parent you try to tune out. Because you don't want to be paranoid about it, because you have enough things to worry about as a parent to be paranoid about your child. So you don't want to be thinking about all the studies that are coming out, right? So that's where we stop.
Antony needs the alarm bells to be a little louder before he makes major change.
So I'm right now in a mode where I'm going to ignore it for now. If it is significant enough, I'm sure I'll know about it.
PFAS aren't on a lot of our radars, but they're in most of our homes. They've been used in tons of products since the 40s, when DuPont first invented them.
Hello, folks. I'm Larry Livingston of the DuPont Company. This story is about a new plastic material trademarked Teflon. It is really a tough guy among plastics. Someday, you ladies may have a lot of things that are coated with Teflon enamel. Rolling pins, measuring cups, even that glue pot, maybe I need a Teflon-coated throat.
Livingston was right. Teflon took off. And DuPont figured out that the chemicals they use to make Teflon aren't just nonstick. They have stain-resisting, waterproofing, even firefighting powers. Today, PFAS chemicals are in hundreds of products, from food packaging to firefighting foam. They drain off of landfills and industrial sites into our drinking water and enter our bodies. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that almost every American has some level of PFAS in their blood. And at low levels, that's okay. But if we're exposed in high enough levels, PFAS are extremely toxic. So why haven't so many of us heard of PFAS? I go to Clean Water Action in downtown Oakland to ask Andrea Ventura,
These are the ones that you don't really know about, but you need to.
Ventura is the organization's toxic program manager, and she has a certain admiration for the strong chemical bonds that make PFAS so good at repelling water, grease, and fire.
These chemicals are kind of wonder chemicals, to be honest with you, because that bond makes materials that you use them in very tight. The problem with that is that that bond doesn't break down.
PFAS aren't just toxic. They tend to stick around forever.
They are persistent. They're not going away. They are not going to go away for thousands of years, if at all.
Whatever we dump, we're stuck with. And it's traveling through water, air, and soil across the globe.
Polar bears have been found to have PFAS in their bodies. And polar bears are not eating off a Teflon pan or eating food packaging.
To this day, PFAS are not consistently regulated federally or by the state of California. Andrea Ventura says her team at Clean Water Action has been working with policymakers trying to get them to agree on some laws.
Stay right there, and I'm going to raise you.
In the meantime, Step One Preschool's Sue Britson has just kind of been guessing about her carpets.
I don't know how to tell without the tests that they do.
She says last year she replaced the toxic carpets with wool ones.
If the carpet is wool, we assume it's safe. But if it's not, how do we tell if it has these chemicals or not?
Britson can't be sure if the new carpets are any better. And when nap time's over and the kids wake up, there are tons of other things to worry about.
Brenna.
I don't want anybody to call my name.
She rattles off just a few of them. Cleaning products, food, earthquakes, wildfires.
So, you know, the list just kind of goes on.
The next time Britson buys carpets, PFAS won't be one of those worries. A new bill effective this year will ban sales of PFAS-treated carpets statewide. But carpets are just one way PFAS end up in our homes. For all the other uses, like pans and food packaging, lawmakers are taking it one industry at a time. And for a substance that can stick around forever, these battles may continue for a long time to come. In Berkeley, I'm Brett Simpson for Cross Currents.
Brett is a student at the UC Berkeley Graduate School of Journalism. Tune in tomorrow to hear about a Bay Area town that's grappling with PFAS in their drinking water.